You are listening to The Platform. A podcast to learn about our digital world. I am Mike Veldhuis, partner at Nalte.com.
Hello, I'm Jess Sagu, and I'm head of solution engineering and professional services at Auth0 International.
This jingle sounds so professional, Jess.
Thank you, Mike. I learn from you.
Welcome, listeners, to episode number 12. Talking with Jess for the fourth time, and this is the final episode before the masterclass that we're going to organize the 7th of October. And today we're going to talk about the balancing act. And listeners, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't come up with this title. This is all because of you, Jess, and I love it. The great balancing act.
Mike, you know what? This is not rocket science. I do that every day in my life. I try to balance my life in anything and everything I do. So,
and are you successful?
Very appropriate. Sometimes.
Cool. Well, to kick off, to put it in perspective, what is the Great Balancing Act?
Good question, Mike. And this is something not that I have come up with. This is something that I have looked into our customers and partners, and this is what they're asking for. You know, we have an industry that is looking for, when their customers are accessing their services, customers are looking for an easy way and a convenient way to access those services very quickly, right? You don't want to spend 4 minutes logging in. You want to spend 1 second logging in. Mm-hmm. But there was a myth, a perception that if you make logging in very easy, it means you've compromised on security and you've compromised on regulation. And you can see regulation and privacy is kind of increasing these days. So the question is, how do you get it right? You know, do you reduce security and get privacy up and then reduce convenience? You know. So Mike, this topic really is about how do we address those three topics?
Okay.
And how do we balance it out? Yeah.
So how to get it right. But before we're going to answer that question, which basically is probably the most important question of all four episodes. And we talked about the identity and management space, where it sits in the total security stack. And we found out that it's the front door and it's pretty important to get a safe lock on it. We talked about in episode number 10 about buy versus build. So should you build a solution yourself or buy it from a vendor which is specialized? The previous episode, which I really enjoyed, we talked about how to implement a solution and what is happening in the future. So we got all fired up. And then this most important question, how to get it right, how to get the triangle of security, privacy, convenience right. How, Jazz?
Mike, before I answer that question, what are you hearing in the marketplace? What are you hearing from your customers?
First of all, we're in the software space for a very long time. Actually in IT for 21 years. And we're getting more and more questions that customers actually want their own software being built, which is like there is so much available, but it's like special business needs special solutions. And not that we build everything from scratch, but it's like creating this environment, this platform for a use case that makes them special. And they want it fast. They want it scalable because they have no clue how it will explode in time. They all hope it will, but they start with a MVP, with a minimal viable product. They want to start small and maybe slow on a tight budget. And it has to be secure. And that's another great balancing act. But what we're hearing is that there is a lot of need. And we have to comply in this transformation in digitization to connecting these systems to the outside world, which is a risk in itself. And sometimes this is a conundrum. This is really a problem. That's what we're hearing.
Okay. So what we're seeing is security is at the top of people's minds, right?
It is.
The top of customers' minds. And this ties very well into the question around balancing act, because historically there's been a perception, you know, if you, you know, tighten security or how you access, your front door, it means it's not very convenient to go inside because you've got 10 locks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, you're making it so difficult to get into the, and then there's a whole thing. If I'm using all my identity, you know, using my personal information, like who you are, your email address, your phone number, your address, you're giving away this personal information. And we know what's happening with regulation, right? It's getting tighter and tighter and tighter, tighter. Rules are going up.
It is.
So how do you get it right? How do you provide, you know, one single key to access the front door, protect the user, and provide convenience, but at the same time, you're making sure that security is not flawed, and you're helping everyone comply with regulation. So how do you balance that? So I'll go back to something that you said earlier. You said everyone is building their own applications, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is they're not building an identity and access management system. They're building applications. So they're using best of breed tooling.
They are.
Right, yes. And when they build the application, all these tooling, what they're doing is they're giving themselves a competitive advantage because they're differentiating themselves from their competition. So my advice is don't build your own identity and access management system, right? Go and use these ready tools out there, like Auth0, for example. They've got all the tooling. And what they help you do is they help you get the balance right, provide you the right convenience, so access to the service within 2-3 clicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they take care of all the security behind it because they're experts. Lastly, they understand regulation so that you don't have to worry about regulation yourself. So this myth about, you know, to improve convenience, you have to sacrifice security or privacy, that's a myth. That is only true if you're trying to do it yourself.
But to be honest, this almost sounds too good to be true.
So, it is true. It is true. I'll kind of explain that to you, because if you look at the heart of any platform, they're experts building it. They've done all the work, all the commitment, the dedication to go and try and build something that's very secure. Very secure. Security is the heart of anything that we do, especially identity and access management. So they take that very seriously. Now, what's really clever here, Mike, is how you can make the access very easily, right? You can use things like social login, for example.
Facebook, for instance.
Exactly. Or you can use Google or LinkedIn or all these other social, you know, profiles, right? And so that's one easy way of providing quick access without sacrificing security. And privacy, again, is built into these solutions. So my advice to everyone out there listening, don't waste your time in going to try and build something yourself, right? Rely on the experts. What you should be focusing on is your business application.
I have to be honest. And people that know me, I am, and most of the time, very direct. When we were preparing the new podcast series, I had a little bit of doubt whether talking about an identity and access management solution was really necessary in 4 episodes. It felt like we're talking about a niche in this whole scheme of everything that's happening around us. Digital transformation, IT transformation, digital twins, blockchain, all kinds of topics that are around us. And then Mike and Nalta are going to talk about an identity management solution. I really had to think this one over. But when I started looking into it, I realized that it's a touch point that we're using every single day. And the solution itself is so directly linked to the security of your data and the security of your platform, the security of your things, that it's probably one of the most important things to talk about. That is a realization I had, and I found it a little bit difficult to interest the audience in this topic, and that's why we had those four episodes and the build up to the Great Balancing Act. And what I really hope, and we're going to talk a little bit more about machine to machine security and identity management, that they understand that at least for user identity management, this is just mandatory. And it's just like so mandatory that basically all developers should at least have a look at it, you know?
Mike, you're completely right. And you know what? It's a must have. I must tell you that. It's a must have. It's right. It's a boring subject, boring topic. But you know what? It's a must have. And what I'll challenge the audiences out here, if you can find 10 websites that are important websites that give you good information, good access to good services, that don't ask you to log in, then you've got me.
Yeah, you're
so, yeah. So go and try and find those 10 websites.
I mentioned the developers, but in your role, you're responsible for the professional services in EMEA, right?
Correct. Yes, professional services and solution engineering.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's even more. I can't imagine that you're only talking to the technical people. I imagine that you're talking to business owners as well, C-level.
Correct. And
if it's a boring topic, what kind of, and you're not a boring guy, what kind of discussion do you have with that specific audience?
So look, what I tell them is, they're humans as well. Remember, you know, before they work for those organizations, they have their own personal life, and they understand the importance of, you know, wanting to access any service from anywhere they are, any device at any time, across their ecosystem. So they themselves understand the importance of convenience and security. And what I tell them is, how are you going to do that for your employees, and how are you going to do that for your customers? And what you should also have is you should have a strategy. So that's what I talk to them. What's your strategy around identity and access management? But also, how can I help you gain maturity in this topic and subject? Because there is an element of, you know, continuous improvement and become a mature organization. Mike, look, we've seen lots of organizations that don't take this advice seriously. And what do we see? We see the names of big companies on the tabloids. They've been breached, right? And every C-level individual is trying to keep their names out of the headlines. And sometimes these are the conversations we have with them.
Yeah, makes sense. So and this is a very clear and direct answer, and very useful for the listeners. So we're not only talking about, this is something that is just for developers. This is something that really belongs to the boardroom as well when we're talking about security strategy.
Correct.
We talked a lot about the user identity management space. We touched a little bit the things and the machines. And because I think it's so important, I just want to hear a little bit more of your advice. I was thinking about some examples where it went wrong, but I don't think that's important. We know security is lacking in those spaces as well. But what is your advice to companies that are building solutions in the IoT space and in the machine-to-machine space, where machines-to-machines are communicating?
So very quickly, I would say, use your time carefully and focus it on your applications and what you're building. Don't think about building an identity solution. You're reinventing the wheel, because that's been done by experts. Okay, so that's the first thing. If you're choosing an identity and access management system, make sure it's based on standards. Okay, so think about OpenID Connect, think about OAuth. Okay, these are standards. Third thing, make sure that whoever you're working with are identity experts. They understand identity. Fourth thing, and I know this is very difficult for some people to do, but let's share the mistakes we're making. Let's try and understand where these mistakes we're making, so that A, that others don't do them, but also identity experts are able to build or take care of some of your, from your learnings and your experiences into their solutions. So this would be my advice, Mike, to anyone listening to the podcast.
And I love checklists. And it's a great summary and ending of this podcast series. The four talks we had, and I know for sure Laura loves this. She makes and draws the graphical recordings, and she always loves to make checklists. Thank you so much, Jess. This was really insightful. It was great fun. I learned a lot from you, and I'm very grateful for that. And I know for sure that the audience can learn even more in the masterclass that we're gonna present the 7th of October. At the end of the day, we'll put the exact time in the link below. And to end this from my part, and I will give the final word to you, Jess, is that my colleague Koen said, let authentication work for you, not against you. And he's not in marketing, he's a developer. And I just love that sentence. Thank you, Jess.
I love you. Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.